This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
95 minutes away from what you're drinking and what you're thinking. Happy Friday. We made it. If you are cracking them, salute to you. I hope you're enjoying your afternoon. Just to make a little reminder to give us a ring there about 5:20, and we'll hear from you. You can tell us what you are drinking and what you are thinking. Got a sports hodgepodge coming up at 4. Here's Wolchuk with some content.
Thank you very much. Typically, my brethren, my partner in crime, a radio wifey, Eric Schiaffalo, gives us the biggest L, biggest dub every Friday. So in his absence, I will take that over as it's time for biggest L, biggest dub. 877-881-1053 via the truckwreck.com fan text line. You can go ahead and let us know where have you taken some personal victories. Maybe where have you taken some L's along the way over the last week. Also, the Twolos and the Tubers, you can jump in on this as well. From the 903, another dub at the gym, 37, feeling like I'm 20 with the healthy bod. That's our guy.
Yeah.
That's our guy right there.
Yeah, I hit 16 push-ups this morning. That was a dub for
me.
Did
you get the pull-up?
I'm not going to be doing pull-ups for a while, but I have lost 13 pounds now since Lent started, 30 days ago.
There you go. Bro, you dropped like 2 pounds in 3 days.
Yeah, I know.
That's
impressive. The last couple came off. I've had a really good drop the last about 72 hours.
Looking forward to those sugar wafers here coming up?
I know you're taunting me. I'm going to try to hold off on the sugar wafers until about August.
I think you've kind of given up donuts. But if I think after Lent, if I put a bag of donuts by your desk.
Yeah.
I think you'll
crush a zinger or two.
I think you'll try.
There's some in the pantry right now, Brian, and I've held strong. I'll have you know. Well, Chuck, that's not my biggest dub, though.
What's the biggest dub?
My biggest dub, you know, I fancy myself a soccer coach, but at our club, Dallas Surf, there's a number of coaches who are way more accomplished and like licensed than me. And the guy who coaches the other team in our age group is this coach named Quinn, and he's awesome, and he's got like an A license. He could coach like the Olympic team, right? He's out of town, and he's like, hey, could you coach my kids? We haven't won a game all year in this league. And I was like, yes, I can. That sounds fun. Thank you for trusting me. So we won 3-0.
Oh.
We won 3-0.
What a great feeling that is.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Are the parents like,
no,
screaming
no,
for
they're
a
not
change?
Stupid. They're not stupid. They're
I mean, like,
no, no,
new
it was
coach.
Just, it was just good timing. Quint. But I was nervous.
It's anarchy. Yeah. We want Coach Dawson.
And we got the result.
Quinn obviously not getting it done.
Right.
A coach license. Spare Gavin
here
comes
our
in.
Guy.
Spare Gavin comes in, coaches our team to a victory. We're paying Quinn probably pretty good money. Gavin, maybe we'll do it for half.
Probably less than half, but
less than
there
half.
You go.
Maybe some more gear, a little bit better gear.
Maybe
some donuts.
Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
we'll get that guy.
I have put down the donuts, I'll have you know. Those are just too bad for my system.
No,
they really
I'm
stuff
happy
you
for you. Also, big dub, by the way, to our guy, Eric, on a successful neutering experience.
Yeah.
And we'll get to see him on Monday. He'll tell us all about it. Now, yesterday, Brian, we were talking about my favorite tight end in the draft, and a lot of people have the Cowboys taking him in mocks, Dalton Kincaid. Is he getting a dub on the report you've heard?
Yes, he is getting a dub. And it seems like that he had a minor back injury at the end of the 2022 season. He's in rehab right now. He would be questionable for the mini camps, but no long-term concern at this time.
Good.
So it's just he might if the Cowboys draft him, we might not see him for the OTAs. And Miami just got a victory here. Miami will play the winner of the LSU. I don't think LSU is playing.
Miami is tough.
Yeah.
You're a good team.
Yeah.
Get ready for that Tolo.
Well, maybe LSU. LSU's women's looking at him in the bracket. I think it's LSU and Utah. Well,
LSU's
next.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we'll see. It might be Miami, Utah here.
The Cavender TikToks will be on fire later.
Yeah. But, yeah, everything looks good for Kincaid. Like they said, if the Cowboys draft him, probably won't see him for the rookie mini camps, things like that. But
we got to watch the handshake line these days. Did you see the punch last night in the women's tournament?
Well, I saw the girl from Louisville. That's not
Louisville, Texas thing. That was what, Monday night. This was last night, and it was Memphis against who was it?
These gals they get mad at, huh?
Bowling Green, Memphis and Bowling Green, yeah. And there was a little bit of words, and then there was an actual punch. It wasn't a good punch, so the girl didn't get hurt or anything like that. But yeah, these ladies aren't playing anymore.
Jeez. Okay. Well, speaking of the tournament, big L for Tom Izzo and the Michigan State Spartans. Certainly they lost last night, but the postgame comments of Tom Izzo here, he is getting roasted by fans and social media alike. Here's what Tom Izzo had to say following the loss.
That doesn't rip your heart out, Coach. I don't know what will. Walk me through that last minute.
Yeah, I'm so proud of these guys for a lot of reasons. I mean, give them credit, but I mean, they banked in two shot clock threes. And they made some big plays, but some of those plays weren't big plays. They were lucky plays. And I didn't think we played our best. I think some of it was them. I think some of it was us.
Lucky. So people are saying, Tom Izzo, you're a sore loser. You're being a bad sport. You're basically saying that K-State got lucky to beat you.
Not if it's journalism, you know. And if bank threes beat you and you're proud of your guys, you call like it is in that post game. I've nothing wrong with what Tom Izzo said. The other team did get lucky to win. They did not play their best. And we'll kick your ass next time.
Big L for a Division II coach, as he has been fired after players started smoking during their victory celebration in D2. So it was the Ferris State Bulldogs. And the NCAA has decided to suspend Ferris State's head coach after players were smoking victory cigars after a national championship victory D2.
What, on the floor?
In the locker room.
Well, wait a minute. That's sweet. That's everybody's doing that in college sports.
You can only do it if you're a football
player.
And
there's no footage of any actual players smoking the cigars. However, there is a celebratory video. You can see a player very clearly holding a cigar in his hand at the 29-second mark of their championship victory.
Joe Burrow. So was this on the floor?
Stetson Bennett did this?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Joe Burrow's done it. Stetson Bennett's done it. In the locker room.
It's the new thing.
Alabama. I mean, Tennessee beat Alabama. I saw Peyton Manning lighten up with players.
Spencer Rattler when South Carolina upset Clemson at the end of the year.
It's kind of an SEC traditional thing to do.
Right.
It's fun, too.
Craziness. Yeah. So Ferris State head coach Tony Anise was suspended for his next playoff game after two players lit up cigars following the D2 national championship game, according to the NCAA.
So they won the title next year when they make the playoffs. He's going to have to sit out a game?
Yeah.
That one hurts a little bit.
I was thinking it'd
be a regular season game.
That's a shame.
It's a big L. And a big L for the NCAA, in my opinion, in general. Okay, big dub for Mets.
They better
fans.
Make a hard and fast rule on it then. You can't be selective with this or it looks funny.
That's weird.
Yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, it's just not. I think it was because it was at a high school stadium where they played, and maybe that's why. Like, even though there wasn't a high school event going on, but maybe the NCAA is saying, hey, you can't do
that. Got a new
that.
President over there at the NCAA.
I'm sure it's against the rules in the NFL stadiums inside, too. You know, or the NCAA stadiums.
Yeah.
Superdome.
All right, we got a big dub for Mets fans. They've got their new ballpark food lineup out there.
Yeah.
It looks pretty darn tasty. And
also, the Mets or the Cubs?
The Mets. The New York Mets at Citi Field.
Yeah, I saw that they're offering a pregame tour for $150. This is how good the food is at Citi Field. $150, you can take a pregame tour and get at least a bite of every item. And people saying it's worth it.
$150?
150 maybe, bones, bro.
Maybe it is. I don't know. Some of these foods, I'll read some of these and you tell me if you'd be down. Okay?
Fact.
Jacob's Pickles will be serving a fried chicken sandwich, glazed donuts for buns, fried chicken in between with honey barbecue sauce.
Hold the pickle.
And you're
in? We're good.
The chicken with the donuts?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's 100%.
It's basically a fried chicken donut sandwich.
Yes.
Sounds pretty delicious.
Of course.
New at Citi Field is this dessert masterpiece. It's a milkshake topped with a glazed donut, topped with popcorn, courtesy of Sunday Donuts.
Hold the popcorn.
Yeah.
And the donut, probably.
Not into that? Okay.
What? So
the donut with my chicken sandwich.
I'm in. I'm pretty much in on all these things. And I can tweet out to you. They've got their whole lineup. They've also got loaded fries, but it's like waffle fries covered with cheese and bacon and chives. It looks pretty darn delicious.
Waffle fries are a big winner, yeah, because I'll tell you why. With those creases in them.
They hold a lot of stuff,
yeah.
And shout out to the Tolos. I guess there's a ban on tobacco at the stadium, and they played in our backyard here at the McKinney ISD Stadium. So that's why. Even though they're college players, it's like, nope, we still got to stick to the rules. You're breaking the law. We can't have you smoking tobacco.
Tobacco smoking is not allowed at any stadium or arena.
Right.
I drank beer in their parking lot. But they get away with it in the pros. Yeah.
They get away with it.
I did a ball game out there and drank a bunch of beer in their parking lot. I hope they're not upset with me.
Yeah, I hope they don't come back and find you. Big dub to the UNC Mean Green basketball team. Hell yes, 9-7-2 after knocking off Oklahoma State. Headed to Vegas, baby, in the NIT. I've also got a big...
Who are they playing?
In the NIT? I can't remember who won last night. I'm going to have to look
Is the NIT been moved from New York?
Yeah, I think it's in Vegas now.
Oh, they moved it from Madison Square?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Maybe I should
read more.
You probably would rather have it at Madison Square Garden. There's something special about that.
I always thought the NIT was at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Well, now it's in Vegas. They've moved it. So what the hell can you do here? Mm. And we also have some more texts rolling through here. Big Dub from the 903 went from drinking 10 beers a day to quitting drinking. Day 8 sober and made $4,000 this week. Trading options on the stock market.
There you go. A little mental clarity. IQ boost.
You go back and you start losing, then you'll start drinking again.
Appreciate all the texts and the feedback we've gotten. Yes, LFGUNT. That's what I'm talking about. And we're going to be playing Wisconsin.
This guy was hanging out drinking 10 beers a day and trading options on the stock market on his E-Trade app.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably wasn't a good formula for success. Week one, no drinking. He's making moves now, Brian.
Yeah.
Might have himself a career.
Kind of figured it out.
Just don't celebrate with a case of beer, buddy.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.